the puppets of Andre Toulon. First, they made you smile. And then, they made you die.
All right, what's up, fools? This is Graham Marchese.
The almighty Sir Skull.
And this is Hella Horror, where we pick a few mews with a similar theme and chop it down to humor and sarcasm.
Timor Raza will be getting into some creepy shit, funny shit, dumb shit, so get with the program.
Yeah. For this episode, we're going to be talking about the Puppet Master movies. But chill, yo, because it's not all 14 Puppet Master movies. Fuck that. Hella movies ain't got time for all that shit.
Okay, Holmes.
We're just starting at the beginning, parts 1 and 3, and they came out. Fuck, dude, that's 30 years ago, bruh.
Damn.
About 30 years ago. That's a hell of a long time.
That's old school, man.
So we're starting with number 1, 2, and 3. And we're just pretty much going to reminisce what we loved about them growing up. And how it holds up, and if it doesn't hold up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What movies are we talking about, Grant Marchese? Well, let me tell you, kids. First one is Puppet Master 1, 2, and 3, right? So the first movie came out in 1989 by Full Moon Entertainment. It was written by Charles Band and Kenneth J. Hall. And Charles Band is actually the owner of, or it's his company, Full Moon Entertainment. They did a bunch of like B movies that include Subspecies, Demonic Toys, Trancers, which is a fucking weird one. We might get into that one too. And just a bunch of other random shit. I mean, some of them is terrible. Some of it's pretty cool. But he don't give a fuck. So this dude, you know, he knows his shit. And he's still running that shit till this day. The last Puppet Master movie came out like last year, I think.
Yeah, 2018.
2018, like 2 years ago. Yeah. Dude, that's nuts, man. So in this movie, you got the main character, the main hero, or the, I'm going to call him the final dude. He's not the final guy because that motherfucker ain't really a hero. He's kind of awkward.
Yeah.
So I'm calling this dude the final dude. He just ends up living at the end. And there's some other people. But really, this got a cool starring role in William Hickey. William Hickey.
Hickey.
So he plays Andre Toulon. So he's like the true puppet master. This is where all the puppets all come from. He's the reason that we're all here. And that actor's done hella shit. Like, my favorite thing, he plays one of the grandparents in National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Like, a crotchety old man. He's like, you know, fucking
clacking his teeth and talking shit.
So, yeah, and, you know, he's just a funny-ass dude. So, this movie, the first one, is what's it about?
What is it about, man? It's about a fucking, what do you call them when they're like puppet masters?
Puppeteers.
There you go. Puppeteers.
He's a puppeteer. Sounds way better than fucking puppeteer. Yeah, imagine if the movie was called Puppeteer. People are like,
it probably was
that?
Called Puppeteer at first. I bet. And they're like, oh no, we have to change that.
Like, hey, Chuck, but, change the fucking name.
But well, yeah, it has to do with, so there's a main character, right, by Blade, which I'll give a good, a quick description of who Blade is, but there's many other puppets, but to get the juices flowing here, Blade, he's a cool little puppet, man. He has a tandito on, like this hat, this fedora hat on, is black. He has a black trench coat. And then on one hand, he has a fucking blade. And then on the other one, he has a hook. So he can turn around the carne asada and slice it up. You know, some tortillas, little quesito in there.
He's a little taco-making puppet.
Yeah, man. But then they're like, no, man. He has to be white. Not like Caucasian white, but pale white.
Like porcelain white.
Porcelain white, man. But his face looks like that.
Beef for Vendetta.
Yeah, man. He has that. Yeah, without the bigotes. Without the fucking mustache. And so, you know, this puppet seems to be like the leader of the gang.
I think he's like the head hitman. Cause so you see him a lot. He's taking fools out. And you see a lot of that with the other guys too, but he's also the most iconic, and the movie opens up with him running around. It's his point of view. It's like the first scene you think. He's like, hey, hey, hey. All these fucking puppets sound like fucking creepers.
I know, man.
Like, they're all about like what the fuck's the bathroom? And just, or they're just jerking off in the corner somewhere, being
damn,
all weird. But this dude, he's bigger than the motherfucking G.I. Joe. So you see him running through this hotel, which is in Bodega Bay, and that's where all the shit goes down. But this is the 40s, right? So this is back in the day. And he's running through this busy-ass fucking hotel in the lobby, through the stairs, behind fucking couches, and running through people's legs. Like I said, this motherfucker is way bigger than G.I. Joe. This motherfucker is like 2 feet. How you not going to notice this little fucking thing running around with a blade and a hook, and he ain't serving you tacos? What the fuck's he doing?
And with fucking like a little fro going on under his hat. So it's like, this dude, he looks mani. Oh, crazy ass psycho fucking doll.
Seriously. And so you see this thing running around and you're like, okay.
But no one sees him though. No one sees him.
No one sees that shit. So it makes no sense.
He's like,
again, fucking panting again. Like, dude. But he makes it to the apartment or Toulon. So he shows up and he's like, oh, Blade, and puts him in his like puppet box. He says, I got to put you guys away.
I'm going to hide you.
Because, you know, Blade, he's the lookout.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's like, let me put you away. Yeah, I know they're coming. I don't give a fuck. Going out like a G. So he puts them in their chest and then he puts that thing in the wall. And the next thing you know, he's like, all right, man. And just fucking blows his fucking brains out across the wall.
Some Germans, looking for him. That's why they're not men in black. They're men in trenches.
What?
I don't know.
They're like Nazi and some fucking dirty ass Nazis there show
go.
Up.
There you go.
And they're like, boom, they hear the shot. They run in and then they do like this weird slow motion move. It's just them moving slow motion. It's not the camera going slow mo. So you're like, what the fuck is that? Yeah, and then they're like, they stop. They're like, it's like you can hear the director going, you don't hear it, but you can imagine him going, okay, now everybody stop, freeze. Literally. And they're like, okay,
they're why? Like, they're like, red light, green light, red light, green light.
It made no sense, but whatever. Anyways, so now fast forward like 20 years later, it's now 1989, 80, in the 80s, right? And it's a group of psychics. They're all separate in different areas. And even the trailer for this fucking movie says, people with special powers. No, they ain't got no special powers. They're just weird.
They're freaks.
So they go to an old-ass hotel in Bodega Bay, which happens to be the same hotel. Only difference is it's not open for business no more and all that. This group of psychics, they're all weird, right? Two are horny. One talks to a stuffed dog, cat. Is it a stuffed cat, right? No.
Stuffed dog, I say. It's un perro, vato.
Okay, man. So a stuffed little Parmenian. What kind of it's a little tiny dog? A little fluffy one?
Casi mi fo, no sé. So yeah, it's like a little fucking one of those. I like to call them
Pomeranians.
Yeah, you know, rug dogs and shit. Little carpet dogs.
I don't remember.
No, dude. You're right. Yeah, it's like the Pomeranian. Yes, Pomeranians, whatever they call them.
Nasty ass little dog. Fuck luckily, man. It's fucking dead. So you don't have to hear it go, pew, 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 pew.
That's weird, though. It's all stuffed.
So her thing is she's a little awkward, but her thing is basically, and she drinks a lot, yeah. So she don't give a fuck.
She's a freak, too.
So her power is that she can touch objects and get, you know, psychic energy, and she can see memories. The main reason they're all there is because some dude named Neil gave him a psychic message. He's like, yo, show up to the telly. We finna get down. For no reason. And then the other couple, this is horny or sexual psychics. I don't know what it is. One dude that just gets off on it, and basically a chick, some hot white girl with blonde hair, big chichis, and basically, so they go to hotels, or she can feel the horny energy of the psychic energy that's left behind by people fucking.
Oh, God.
So they go to a hotel. Guess what? What people do in hotels?
Sexual eruption.
Yeah. It's that hotel sex, man. And if you got a girl, boyfriend, I don't judge. You know what I'm saying? Mistress, what have you. Hotel sex is the best sex. Can I get an amen?
Amen. Got him.
Well, yeah. So obviously, I'm feeling it. Sir Skull knows what's up. And so this white girl, she feels it. And there's a bunch of weird scenes. And the dude's like, oh, you feel it? What are you feeling? I'm feeling blah, blah, blah. And basically, long story short, they get to fucking.
Fuck, 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 fuck.
Then we got the final dude. He's actually boring. These guys are all kind of exciting. This guy just is a clairvoyant. So basically, he can see the future in dreams and like his little nightmares. Honestly, I think he just drops a bunch of shrooms and thinks he sees the future because it's all like fucking, he's all peyote type visions of his. Mm. And he's boring. He's fucking just weird.
He's a whack.
That's the setup. So guess what? It's puppet killing time. So the sex couple, right? So they're doing their thing. Like, and the dude is tied up to the bedpost, blindfold on. And all of a sudden, Tunneler, which is the puppet that's kind of dressed almost like a Nazi uniform type thing. It's kind of weird. And he's got a drill in his head with black, and he's black eyes. So he's running around, and she's like, what the hell's going on? She notices him. So she looks under the bed, and then he goes, meee, and he runs at her in slow-mo, and she's like, ah, ah, like for like 10 minutes. And he, yeah, that's exactly what happens. She gets drilled bad.
Yeah.
So he's like, what's going on? Huh? And all of a sudden he's like, ow, ow. The most worthless puppet is introduced, yeah. Miss Leech. She basically throws up leeches all over him.
Not even. She doesn't even throw them up. It's like they have to be fucking dragged out of her mouth.
Oh,
man.
You see the little string.
You do, but God, it's nasty.
So I don't know how he dies. Apparently the leeches kill him.
I guess leeches can kill you like that.
I don't know, man. They just sit lame on you. All. And stuff, but moving on. So these fools get offed. But the most satisfying one is the cat lady. Sorry. Dog lady. Dog lady.
Cat lady. Cat woman.
But she gets fucked up.
Oh, yeah, man.
Because this is when you see Pinhead. Pinhead's like the swole puppet. The little head. That's what they call him, Pinhead. And he just starts beating. He's knocking, fucking her up.
Knocking her left and right like Ike Turner.
He's like, ain't no stopping this train. What? I mean, he's just like hitting her with ones and twos, man. And she's tossing him around, but he's like, he falls over and he gets back up.
Now they threw his ass down the stairs. She fucking chucked his ass.
That's right.
Hardcore. And then that's when Blade comes in. He made that shit personal.
And he's like, yo, you fuck with the big homie.
Yeah.
I'm going to cut you up.
No, first he's going to slice her face up. That's gangster, man. And then he's going to stab
her throat.
And then he's going to shank her.
Yeah.
Oh, no. He cuts his throat, huh?
Cuts her fucking throat.
Yeah.
So she gets offed. And I forgot to mention, they all get greeted at the hotel by the new owner of the hotel, which happens to be the widowed wife of this Neil cat. And Neil's dead. He's in a fucking casket, right? Whatever. And he happened to send out that psychic message come to the hotel. And the whole time, the final dude's trying to save her because he sees fucking shroom visions. Dude, relax your dose, bro. Relax the dose.
Man.
Micro dose.
Yeah,
Listen to the facts, man.
Yeah, man.
So anyways, fast forward. The big reveal. Neil is alive. And I forgot one more kill.
The one more kill is...
Neil,
when he gets fucked up.
No, not yet. Oh, the random ass maid. Yeah, she gets hit in the head by Pinhead with the fucking fire poker. She's setting up the fireplace and she looks, she's like, what?
Oh, yeah, in the beginning.
Yeah, he smacks
her. She looked like no maid.
Yeah.
She like she owned this shit, man.
She's like, these motherfuckers, man, yeah, just making a mess out here. Yeah. We closed the hotel because this
and she got this shit. Fucking just slammed her face, man. Her face met, what was it?
It looked fake as fuck.
It met the fire poker, man.
The
fire poker, man.
She's like, what?
Across the face.
And then that kills her.
Split that wig open.
Split some wigs. So I forgot that death, kids. Sorry. Then we get to the last scene. Neil, hey, I'm alive. I found the Andre Toulon's secret to being immortal, and I use the same stuff that he uses on his dolls. Now I'm an immortal.
Yada, yada, yada.
The only cool scene is like, because it's like a Mad Hatter type dinner from like fucking Alice in Wonderland type shit. All kinds of weird shit. But all the dead bodies are in the chairs as the dinner guests. And the main dude was like, this is weird shit. But then at the end, homie fucks up. Because then he turns on the puppets.
He starts talking that shit, man, drinking that Haterade.
Because then you got Jester the puppet. So Jester the smile, nigh, cry later look face. It spins in like three different segmented head pieces. And it spins. Then he goes into cry later face.
It's because he's living the vida loca.
And be that look, man. And then he goes, oh, this is cry later time, bro.
Yeah,
that means we're going to fuck
smile.
You up.
Let's cry.
Yeah, he starts talking shit. And he's like, I don't fucking need you guys. And then they go, all right.
Fuck that puto.
And then
fucking Ranker.
They take turns. They fuck this dude up.
Yeah.
I mean, they beat the shit out of him.
Yeah, they fucking hook to the lip, shank to the liver, fucking
cut his fingers off.
And then the leeches, again, it's like, get the fuck out of here, man. I'm on a place with leeches.
Yeah, and then, Pinhead holds his dude's head down because they already cut up his like fucking tendons, and she throws up like this leech in his mouth, and so he suffocates from that, and he gets drilled in the brain by Tunneler.
Yeah, that was awesome though. That was gnarly.
That's probably like the best scene in the whole movie. Yeah. Quite honest, that and Cat Lady or Dog Lady getting punched in the face, getting beat up. First they try to choke her, but she gets away. But then they beat the shit out of her.
Yeah, man.
Dude, and that's the end of the movie. That's it.
There was no point to it. It was just, I think, an introduction for the puppets. But there's something about the dolls that the director or writer, did he create the dolls and supposedly that got dropped or something like that where it forced him to make this movie or he kept the plot or the storyline?
I don't know.
I kind of read something around it. I really didn't give a fuck. So I didn't like really retain it, but there's
good work. Good job.
There's a reason to it, but for me, the movie was more of an introduction for the puppets to set a storyline for the rest of the shitty movies.
Yeah, because this movie made no fucking sense. Mm-hmm. Why the fuck did this dude Neo, who wants to be all immortal and shit, invite these fools over anyway?
Yeah.
He's just gonna off them. What's the point? Bro, you're going to catch a case. Well, just so you can show off that you're immortal. You're going to be an immortal on death row, bro.
When in the motherfucker throughout the movie, he's like appearing, sitting down, or remember like three or four different scenes? Yeah, like, he just, oh my God, who moved him? Man, this motherfucker was walking around the whole time. So yeah, it was stupid. It was like, okay, what's supposed to be happening here? I don't get it. I don't understand it. I like the puppets, but. Otherwise than that.
So that's it, you know. So growing up, I remember, you know, I used to always think for years, like, yeah, Puppet Master 1 was a shit. Woot-de-woot. Yeah. And then when I watched it, you know, again after all these years, I'm like, hey, I don't remember this movie as much as that part 2.
No, he really said, this shit sucks. What the fuck?
Part 2 has the most iconic scene, and we'll get into that. I mean, obviously, stars Blade. But, you know, there was some cool shit with this, obviously, because it was new, like stop motion was being used. The director, David Schmoller, he did a bunch of B movies and stuff like that. So Puppet Master 1, it leads naturally into part 2. And it's actually a nice, smooth transition for the most part because Puppet Master came out in 89, right? Yeah. Puppet Master 2 came out in 1990. So it was real quick. Boom, boom, boom. They got into it. This one was written by David Pabian. That dude got no respect. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck that, because you're not on Wiki.
So, and this was directed by Dave Allen. This dude is actually the guy that's known for stop motion. He's an expert in it, which leads to that iconic scene, which we'll talk about with Blade. But this director happened to be work with Harryhausen.
Ray Harryhausen.
I'm fucking that. Ray Harryhausen. Harryhausen.
Yeah.
He'd be housing the party with house, Harry. Ray Harryhausen. So he's the... In this... Ray Harryhausen, if you don't know...
Who?
Ray Harryhausen.
I don't think I caught that. Who?
No, say away.
Anyhow.
So, he's known as the master of stop motion. So he's doing stop motion back in the days before CG was even dreamed of, before all, you know, computer graphics. He did like the old school Sinbad movies and old Zeus movies.
Okay.
Back in the, I think, 50s and 60s and even 40s. Like he did the original King Kong way back in the day.
Oh, okay.
The black and white, the real phony looking one.
Okay.
So that's what he's known. So this Dave Allen worked with this guy. And so obviously, he's very good. Makes sense with the dolls, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or with the puppets. So this movie comes out and it stars a bunch of young, unknown actors. And they're all terrible actors. The only good actor is the main bad guy. So this movie, part one, pretty much transitions into this one. This one takes place pretty much a year after of the first one. You know, it came out a year later. So it all makes sense. This time, the hotel is actually abandoned. They never talk about the old owner, the one that... She survived the first movie.
The widow.
So, yeah, the widow, but no one cares, right?
Yeah, like whatever.
So now it belongs to the state. And so this group of ghost hunters, essentially. Parapsychologists.
Paranormal hunters, or some shit like that.
We're investigators from the U.S. Office of Paranormal Claims.
Who gives a fuck? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
We're talking about.
So now, so the hotel's all like, looks like an old ass haunted house. So they show up and they're there to find Ghost, and pretty much everyone's horny as always. So the people that you got going on here is the final girl, right? You know, redhead. And, you know, you've got her and her alcoholic brother, this cameraman guy, the guy that sets up all the cameras, the tech guy, a horny assistant. Maybe she's an intern. She's a hottie and she's horny. And then you got some older lady, a failed psychic, and the puppets show up and they take her out. She disappears because they need her brains. So basically this little, you know, crew, this little Scooby-Doo crew here, they're investigating the mysterious circumstances that happened in part one, right? And the only thing they know from it is from the final dude from the part one, the fucking Senor Fluffy. That dude is pretty much in the asylum. He goes crazy.
Oh, really?
Because, yeah, about it. They just say, yeah, because whatever that dude's name is, right? You know, we call him Mr. Fluffy because of his fluffy hair, right? And they're saying, you know, he kept going on about fucking puppets and shit. And like shit hits the fan pretty quickly, right? The brother of the final girl is pretty much killed by Tunneler for no reason. You know, Tunneler just shows up and he's like, what the fuck? And he runs up and just drills his fucking head. I mean, he fucks him up.
He was on the ground. Yeah.
Yeah, he was on the bed and then he got a huge fucking hole in his head. Right?
The head.
Got a hole in the head. Fucking head. You know? So he gets dusted. And then shit gets kind of weird here because everyone finds out, right? There's cameras everywhere and they go, what the fuck? And they show up, the camera guy sees the fucking Tunneler and he just starts hitting him, fucking smashing him with the fucking lamp. And then he's dead. The sister shows up, the other girl's freaking out. And then they start playing with the doll. They're like, this is kind of cool. How did it happen? And then something weird's going on here, Shaggy. You know, that type of shit, right? The psychic lady disappears, and then her son shows up all of a sudden looking for her. This guy looks like Ken, the Ken doll. And then now you got the Barbie Ken thing. And then the supposedly grieving sister, she's like, ooh, what's up? What's your name is?
Oh, yes.
And then they start getting all fucking lovey. All this is happening. Then you figure out who the main villain is. Andre Toulon. He gets brought back from the grave by the puppets. So they bring him back to life with this little green soupy thing. They make it with brains and shit. And then he shows up out of the blue, freaks everybody out. And he's dressed like the fucking Invisible Man.
Dark Man.
He's like, yeah, hello, everybody.
I am Eric Chani.
And he's got this like weird fucking voice. And then he creeps up on the fucking final girl because he's like, she reminds me of my ex-wife, so we finna get down.
Like he's smoking weed and everything too, man.
Yeah, it's just, he's puffing a fucking stogie. Yeah, he's got the blunt action going on at one point. It's
man, I want to know where he died and he went. Because the motherfucker came back like a G.
He came back like, you know, dudes, you were in the fucking ground for like 30 years almost. Man. No, probably more than that, 50-something years.
Yeah, man.
You'd be fucking nasty looking. You wouldn't be able to move around like, hey.
Yeah, I figured he was all starched down and everything.
Yeah, and just a lot of creepy shit, right, happens between these two. And then you got the puppets. So the puppets are just doing their own thing, man. They're going around like fucking.
Well, now they're working for the dude, right?
Yeah, they're working for the dude because those are his puppets, right?
But why? So what are they doing for him?
They bring them back because they're like, yo, man, we're bored. We need some of the juice. We need to keep going. Some
juice, man.
So they need the juice to keep moving. So he's
just $5 helping them around.
So they got to go get little brains. Then they kill some hicks that live in the area. That's just a weird scene.
And that was funny, though, because when they come back with the fucking brains, it's all like burn well done.
Shit. Yeah, because so two things happen here. First, they kill the husband. They kill her next. And they punch her. I mean, all the puppets are involved at this point. You know, they all do their thing. But she kills Miss Leach finally.
Yeah.
Because she kills her husband, but she grabs him, tosses her in the fucking fire, and she's like, and starts moving around like a fucking s'more gone bad and shit. And she lit on fire, and she got a shotgun. She's like, I'm going to kill you guys. And she pointed at the new puppet. This dude's a badass. Torch. Straight torch.
Torch.
And what does he do? He torches motherfuckers. Yeah, he
fucking burns people to crisp.
Yeah, so she points a shotgun and she's like, I got you, motherfucker. And then his eyes turn bright red because he's got little, he's got glass eyes. So you see like the red light turn on. And then like, he's got his right hand is just a stump.
Yeah.
And then a little flame comes out and he just, it's a big ass fire.
He's all like, he's like, I'm having me some bacon tonight.
Yeah, he did. And he fucking fried the brains, dude. Fucking Papa Smurf fucking Toulon was like, yo, you burnt the fucking brains, motherfucker. What the fuck is wrong with
you, man? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, but fun fact, though, the puppeteers that were handling Torch, it was a full-on flame. Like, you see the behind the scenes, that shit was a big blast. Yeah. Like World War II, like, we finna burn this little pillbox right up. So it was a dangerous little motherfucker.
Yeah, he was.
And then there's this straight gangster ass scene with him where this little kid, little kid with the whip, he's whipping some G.I. Joe. And then Torch shows up for some reason. He's like, yeah, I need your brains, motherfucker. He whips fucking Torch.
Give me something.
Come on, do something now. Come on.
All right, motherfucker.
And he fucking torches that motherfucker to Chris. But, you know, before, you know, what I was trying to figure out is why the fuck does the little white boy have a whip? First of all, where'd you get a whip from? Second of all, why did you find a whip from? And third of all, I hope this is not your father's whip.
It's a trailer park kid, so.
Yeah, but still, man, come on. White boy, whip, whipping a torch. Come on, man. Yeah. Anyhow, but yeah, he torches the shit out of the little kid, man. That shit was funny, though, because at first, you know, the little boy's all trying to play with him. And then once that little motherfucker tries to get all bossy with him, he said, you know what, man, you need to get the fuck out of here. And he just torches him up. Well done.
But Torch himself, he's a cool ass looking character. So he's got like his head is like looks like all steel. Like he's got a steel jaw. And it looks like it's separate. So his hinges and his teeth are bullets.
Yeah, bullets.
Right there. That's some gangster shit right there. And his eyes are like just little glass slits. So they bright up red when he gets all excited. He's like, they all, again, like I said, they all sound like they're about to take a shit. His helmet, he's got kind of like the old school World War I German helmets. Darth Vader looking shit.
Yeah.
And then he's got like this little, like a brown wool coat, like a trench coat. His left hand's like a leather glove, and he's got like these little black pants, cute little leather boots and shit.
Little military boots and shit. He just used cute, folks. Yeah, he did.
No, but he's a cool ass looking character.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, he's a cool ass looking puppet. So he was one of the coolest ones. I'm glad they replaced Miss Leech with him.
Yeah.
Because it was like perfect. Fucking fry her. Let her go away. Let's get some real motherfucking power up in this motherfucker. Yeah. Fight the power.
None of that Leech shit, man. Get the fuck.
So you got all this stuff going on. And even at one point, fucking Toulon has a flashback back when he was a young guy. This is just some weird, I guess, the background story of how he got this
potion.
The potion, the spell, the secret to the life.
The recipe.
The recipe, exactly. So he's in the middle of the desert in Cairo. They're doing a little puppet show. Some weirdo dude is in the stands.
Wizard.
Like, old white dude with a white beard looking like Santa Claus from Middle East or some shit.
With some fucked up eyebrows.
With fucked up eyebrows. They're and all of a sudden pointy. You see like the light shine on him like from somewhere.
He's
I don't know.
And,
like his eyes go hella wide, and then the whole puppet stage and all that shit gets lit on fire.
Well, that's where he first had Blade, right? He was like a Blade originally looked. Did he have horns and then like a cape or something like that?
No, that's a different one. No.
No, yeah, it was him, and then he turned him into what he is now.
Yeah, because you see, like the first incarnation of the designs, it was like Faust.
Yeah,
because it was like he was doing like an old play on Faust. And all the kids were bored. They're like, fuck, this is lank. We're in the middle of the desert. I want to go to my camel. And this dude was like, I'm going to light this motherfucker on fire. Get the shit going. And then, boof. So, and then this is when it gets weird. The old man goes to the back, you know, back of the scenes, you know, backstage pass. And he goes, shows up. They ate too long. Check this out, homie. And then he shows his little doll. And it's like this little green,
like demon.
Genie monster.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's like not the cool looking version of Baby Yoda. This is Yoda after smoking too many cigarettes, you know, emphysema, and just slapping his wife all day long.
He didn't even look like a puppet.
No, he didn't. Like he looked like a little demon, monster, like a little creature. Demon. Like
yeah, a little ghoulie.
Toulon looks at him like, wow, this is pretty cool, man. And then the old man's like, yeah, man, I got the recipe right here, bro. I'm going to give it to you for no reason, because. And here, man, here's the secret to life. Peace out. I'm out. And then, yeah, it was dumb. He disappears. So that's how he gets the fucking recipe, folks.
Yeah. Okay.
We know everything right now. We know as much as we knew in this that shit. Fool. All that shit gets down, and then guess what happens? So everyone's dead. You got the final girl, she's at the very end. She gets captured, held hostage. And at this point, Toulon's like, you know what? The brain stuff I was making, I'm gonna use it on me, and I'm gonna use it on this chick. I'm gonna turn her into a puppet.
Which is the sister.
No, he thought no. Yeah, the main girl. Yeah, the sister of the dead brother who's still in the fucking fridge, who no one's fucking acknowledged yet.
I don't think they ever mentioned him again, right?
Just a couple at one point. Yeah, I miss my brother, and then that's it.
That's it.
You move on.
Popsicle.
Let me get my poon going on. My poon action. Get the kick. Get some of the kick. So she gets hers, and now she's held hostage. And by this time, Toulon, transferred his essence into this weird porcelain doll
that he made.
That looks kind of a younger version of him. And he looks weird. Like his eyes are like a doll eyes are bugged out. They don't move. And his mouth, he's got fake teeth. Mm-hmm. It's weird. It looks pretty cool because it looks so weird. Like he's like a living human puppet, full size. And then he has one of a female. And he's like, I'm going to transfer you into her. And then the puppets are like, wait, hold on, honey. That last batch is for us. And then he goes, yo, fuck you guys. I made you guys. Don't be fucking coming in here thinking you guys brought me back to life. I don't give a shit.
Can't run shit around here, man.
I'm the big cheese. And then they go, you know what? The last dude that said that shit, guess what happened to him?
They fucking turn on him. And they... he's trying to keep the juice, but they're like, nah, man, your head is juiced, thinking that you're going to keep that shit. So they fucking attack him.
Yeah, they break his hands.
They break his hands, his face. Literally, they break his motherfucker. And he's like seeping out.
Like the green shit.
Green shit, right? And he just gets fucking jumped.
Annihilated. And of course, now that they got torched, they got the real firepower. Then they lit that motherfucker on fire.
Make sure that motherfucker was dead. In the mafia, how they shoot motherfuckers like 10 times? Now a fucking torch came over and said, you're going to be crispy dead.
Crispy critters.
One order of crispy dead.
And woof. The final girl's new hot boyfriend shows up. Ken saves Barbie. And then they jet out. They're gone. And then the movie ends, right? Then the whole hotel is pretty much on fire. It's all on fire. You have a long shot of it. And then the weirdest shit happens at the very end.
Wait for it.
What the fuck?
Wait for it.
That psychic?
Wait for it.
They transfer her brains into the fucking other doll that was still the lady doll, the female doll. They're like, it makes no sense, yo. I don't know what the fuck's going on because these motherfuckers were pissed because they didn't get the green juice. So they kill the master and then they go, you know what? Instead of using the juice on us, let's use it on this old ass lady that we fucking killed earlier. And we put her in a dumb waiter. Why? And then...
Wait for it.
Maybe they waited too long because her brain was busted up because once they put her in the fucking puppet... She's dressed like a clown. They're driving around in some fucking kidnapper van.
Yeehole.
And then they stop in front of the road that leads to the asylum, where supposedly that's where the dude from part one is at. And she goes, are you ready? Oh, no, it's like a children's hospital. No,
she's by going to children's parties or some shit like that, man. It has to do with children.
Let's entertain. And she's got that same weird, human puppet look. It's just weirder because she's dressed like a clown for some reason.
She looked like a hippie on fucking acid.
And she was creepy as fuck. And you're like, why? Yeah. It makes no sense. And the puppets are like, yeah, let's get down. And Jester goes, smile now, face. Until they do the cry later and they fucking offer. And he pulls that same smile now, cry later on the old boss.
Shit, este vato knows more than we know.
But to be honest, this was one of my favorite ones because I grew up on it. And it's... And obviously he's got that iconic scene with Blade. And when he gets discovered by, you know, the horny intern, he jumps off, he moves and he jumps off the bed. And then he comes after her trying to slice her face up.
Hell yeah.
And, but the way it's done, you can, if you go now and you look on YouTube, you look at the Blade jumping off the bed, it still looks good.
Yeah, for its time and for the low budget movie.
Yeah, and it's, and because you got a director that knows stop motion better than anybody else. So the dolls move pretty good in this movie. Old school budget, you know, B movie. You know, you get what you pay for, you know what I'm saying? I'd watch it again.
I concurred.
Yeah, when last time we watched it, we were kind of toasted and everything. And
yeah, we were laughing at it. We were throwing shit at the screen like, get the fuck out of here.
At the Freedom of Lab fucking movie theater. Now, naturally, this part two moves on to part three. So you got Puppet Master 3, Toulon's Revenge.
Que la chingada. That's the title. Keep going.
It was released the next year, 91, and really doesn't have much to do with like the other ones. So this one's written again by, this time is written by Charles Band, Courtney Joner, and David Schmoller. You know, they were involved in the first movie. But this time you can tell they actually decided to spend a little bit more money on the actors because they had some pretty good actors. Yeah, Guy Rolfe, who plays Toulon, great actor. Richard Lynch, he plays Major Krause. Ian Abercrombie. Ian Abercrombie. He's the Nazi doctor. You know, they're all of them notable actors. They all have done a lot of great movies. And so they spent all the money on the actors and some of the makeup effects. The makeup effects were dope. So this one takes place World War II Berlin. The movie starts, it's a prequel, so it talks about Toulon's story in Nazi Berlin again, where the movie opens up, he's doing a puppet show in Nazi Berlin, folks, kids, Nazi Berlin. Nazi Berlin. And his little puppet show is a new puppet that we see is a six-armed cowboy, obviously U.S. looking, you know, little fucking Woody. Being a badass.
Woody on crack.
Yeah, if Woody was mutated into a badass, he has three arms and three guns. So he's got three holsters. And in his little show, he's shooting at a puppet of Hitler and making Hitler dance. And all the little German Nazi kids are going, ah, dude, you would not be doing that in fucking Nazi Germany, motherfuckers. They would have lit you up. They'll be like, hey, Toulon, can you come outside? Yeah, sure. What's up? Pat. And they'll leave you lying in the street. It's like, so that already kills like the what the fuck's going on over here. What happens now is you got a Nazi fanboy. He's like taking his notes and then he starts peeking in the back window in the back of the shop where Toulon's at with his puppets. And he sees that they're moving around without strings and he goes, I knew it. So he goes back to Major Krause, tells the boss. The Nazi doctor wants to know the recipe because he's been studying the similar recipe to make zombie Nazi soldiers who don't pan out. They kill themselves. But I'm in pain.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And they freak out and they're trying to kill everybody. And that the effects actually look really good.
Yeah.
I think that's where the money was spent, really.
For zombie soldiers, though, only.
Simon. And so basically what happens is Major Krause and the Nazis show up like, hey, Toulon, give me your shit. Break yourself. And then Toulon goes, nah, fuck you. These things are fucking puppets. And they're like, fuck you. We know the truth. Then they shoot his wife.
Well, because of the juice.
Yeah, they want the juice.
They brought out the juice. Oh, no, they were taking it from him, right?
Yeah, they're trying to get his shit. They just want it. So long story short, they kill his wife. Toulon goes, escapes, comes back. His wife's dead. He's pissed. And then this is where Miss Leach comes from. He transfers her essence into Miss Leach. And all of a sudden, they change the story. The dolls are actually brought to life by pretty much all the puppets that we know, Blade and all of them, they all carry the souls of his former friends. Only little do they know that this motherfucker is going to backstab him years later when they try to bring him back to life.
That
happens. What's the name of the movie? Toulon's Revenge. What happens? Revenge. Bunch of fake Nazis get killed, back and forth. The Nazi doctor dies, blah, blah, blah. Tunneler tunnels into people through chest, like fucking chest burster. Nazi versus puppets. Blah, blah, blah. And at the end, Virgil Krause, he gets fucked up. He gets strung up like with chains on the roof. They're hanging him up. Fuck motherfucker. He gets lit on. He gets shot up. No, he doesn't get lit on fire yet.
No, they just hang his ass
up. They just hang his up with hooks and he's like stabbed through him, through his body and he dies. Like him, he gets fucked up. One of the Nazi generals that's overseeing everybody. He's at a whorehouse. He's like, yeah, I just got mine. And then Six Shooter goes, fuck you, white man. And just shoots him up with his little six shooters. He goes, he's the only one that doesn't sound like he's taking his shit. But then instead he sounds like he's a fucking psycho. And he's got a little bandana like his COVID mask. Motherfucker's already ready to go. So he lights that dude. He flies out the window. So, I mean.
Well, there's another one too, man. The one when they were taking, it's towards the beginning when they're taking Mr. What's his name? Toulon. When the Germans were taking him in the vehicle and they started driving, and he had on his hand he had Pinhead and Jester, and you know, I thought this part was pretty funny because, you know, Jester, he somehow gets a hold of a string and he fucking starts choking one of the fucking Nazis. All I can think of is like, don't look at me, puppet. Don't look at me, puppet.
That's exactly what it was. He's like trying to look like this puppet. I was like, no, you fucked up. You just got iced.
And then that's when
Tunneler.
Tunneler just fucking rips. He goes right to
the back of the seat.
Fucking and then alien goes right scene.
The driver's seat. Yeah. And then he goes right through his chest like alien. Yeah, like alien. So there was some cool scenes, but. Mm-hmm. Really, that's all the movie was. It's and the other ones have, even though the other movies are like straight what the fuck and why the fuck, but there was more shit to talk about than this one. I was like, whatever, you know, great actors. But after this, the other Puppet Masters 4 or 5, and I think 4 and 5 are connected, and this takes place after the first two, and then that's a lot of what the fuck, and
a lot of it is what the fuck.
Yeah, I mean, that's where this the origins stop. This is like the original OG ones.
Yeah, I would say the same. Probably concurred with that.
Well, of course, you know, eventually we'll go back to Puppet Master. We really want to check out Puppet Master Littlest Reich. That one came out, I think, in
2018,
yeah. And that one the dolls actually look pretty cool. I mean, the puppets look really cool. They look the same ones, Torch, Blade, and all of them, Pinhead, but this time they say, you know what? Let's make them look fucking evil and badass.
Yeah, grimy.
And they move really cool. Like, we just saw the trailer. I'm actually excited to actually watch this one. So, we'll be back eventually, folks. But that one looks kind of dope.
Yeah, man.
It's a thin line
between love and hate.
Let me ask you, bruh. Which one would you vote as the worst movie out of the first three films that we talked about?
Come on, carnal. The third part fucking sucked balls, man. I don't like that movie. I didn't like it. The only cool thing about it was Six Shooter.
Yep. Simon.
It was fucking bullshit. What about you, Grand Marquise?
Yeah, it sucked.
Same for you.
Moving on.
But why? No, but wait a minute. Why?
It was boring. It was boring.
Yeah, you like nothing about it?
The only thing, like I said, like the only thing I liked about it was the acting of the main guys and the Nazi zombie soldiers. Some of those scenes are pretty cool. Like the dude that shoots himself in the head, he's like, he's feeling pain.
Yeah,
I thought that was the coolest shit because it looked really good. But whatever, dude.
Okay.
But like I said, these movies, what the fuck, right? For you, which one was like the biggest, like, what the fuck moment? Why the fuck did that shit just go down? Why the fuck am I seeing this shit?
There was a lot of fucking parts like that, man. It was just like, actually, the part that I was like, what the fuck is Leech Woman or whatever her name is? Leech Girl, Miss Leech. You know, when she's over there spinning out all these fucking leeches, like, why? I mean, they could have done a lot better, man. She could have, like, thrown up acid or fucking diarrhea or something else. When I was watching that, I was like, this is bullshit. I don't even know why I'm watching this. But that would be for me.
I don't know. For me, I keep going back to it. The fucking dead brother. Why didn't anyone call 911?
Yeah.
There's cops. It's the 80s. Late 80s, early 90s. Yo, man. Do you not want to, I guess they don't want to catch a case because we're crazy. There's a fucking doll just fucking put a hole in his head. So they put this motherfucker in ice. They put him in the fridge. No one like checked his pulse. No one tried to do CPR. Yeah. These guys are fucking parapsychologists, college kids.
Yeah.
And no one got skills.
Man, dude looked like Kent, so you knew the cops would have been all over that shit. It's not like he was brown or black.
I know it was brown and black. That's what I'm
saying, man. For him to be dead that long without getting any help, come on, man. I thought that would have been on point.
Yeah, it was the whole time just like, yo, Ken just showed up, so and you're just gonna bang him, and then he's like the only one worried about his mom missing. Yeah. Even then, he kind of forgets. He's like, ooh. Damn. We got some choncho, and they even do a little dancing scene. But anyway, yeah, it's just a lot of weird shit, bro. And even the Hicks, the ones that get killed by Torch and the puppets.
The couple?
I know the puppets needed brains, so they just chose some random fucking weirdos on the fucking farm. We're going to get their brains. Because first they're getting the cow brains. They're like, oh, let's go get the real brains. It could have been one of the other main characters.
Oh, that's right, because he got mad at them at one point. Like, stop bringing me animal brains, specifically pig brains, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, because in the end, he starts to oink.
You filthy swine! You brought me animal brains!
I forgot about that. Yeah. The motherfucker starts tripping, dude.
He's like, squealing. Oh. Yeah, he's squealing. Damn.
Yeah, that was some funny shit. I forgot about that. But, so it's
fucking weird, bro.
I think it was just to introduce Torch, and then obviously you got the kid getting burned, so that was gangster. I mean, in comparison, the other movies, I just prefer the Puppet Master 2. Did you hate them all, or which ones did you kind of like? Which one did you prefer out of all of them?
Oh, the second part, of course, because I think there's a lot of memory that goes with that movie, watching it. Not only that, is, at that time you could relate the cover of the movie with what the movie was, so having that image. And then whenever you do see the image of the second part of the movie, on the cover page or cover
box cover full box VHS. Cover.
You know what? This motherfucker is getting a little violent over here, man. Calm the fuck down. So, like I was saying, I would pick number dos. That's my favorite one out of all of them. And not only that too, is because it does have cool characters. They introduce Torch. So when you have a combination like Torch and Blade, I mean, come on. It's how are you not going to like it?
Oh, yeah. For me, my favorite, obviously, Torch. And we talked about Torch. But for me, it's always been Pinhead. Because he's got a cool design. Literally, he's got this little tiny head. And his head looks like it's like a little point, like a cone head.
Yeah.
He's bald. And he's got like this, like,
peanut.
He's got like this, 7 o'clock shadow, like he ain't shaved that type of fucking beard. And it looks like from the old gangster movies, from like the old Mafia 40 movies, like guy that works by the bouncer, and the guy just beats up on people. Yo, give me your lunch money.
Yeah, he has a burgundy turtleneck sweater. Yeah.
He's swole. He's got these, smaller legs, just wearing like black slacks and just black shoes. And then the hands, though, that's the cool thing what they did. So he has like a black fingerless gloves, like he's working on the docks. And whenever they show his hands, like up close, it's an actual human man's hand, like a big old burly ass hands. So that's how he just knocks fools out. Like he punches them in the face and he strangles people. And he just goes, whap, whap.
And here's a fun fact. Those hands are actually a woman's hands.
Shut up. Really?
Yeah.
Dude, that just kills it for me, man.
Yeah. It's that one blondie. She's pretty popular in the 90s.
I'm sure, dude. 2000s. There's a bunch of movies.
Anyhow, but I thought that was pretty cool. Because you're over here saying manly hands and it ends up being an actual woman's small people's hand.
I don't even need to ask you which was the lamest puppet.
Ah, man.
We've been talking about Miss Leech as just being
Leech, yeah.
Trash.
She's just stupid. Her background is stupid. Her fucking existence is stupid. Her fucking color is stupid. Her fucking everything is stupid. Her face stupid, stupid, stupid. It's stupid.
That's stupid. And what's funny about it, though, is part three, it's like they almost wanted to bring Miss Leech back, but they wanted to create a story that makes you like, Miss Leech needs to survive because it's the soul of Toulon's wife, but eventually she's just like not even included. Well, she's included in all the movies, unfortunately. Yeah.
But flashbacks are really quick. It's nothing, just garbage.
Man, step into the tattoo shop segment.
Oh, man. Here we go. Grand Marquise, we're going to go first with you. With your if you had a chance to design your own puppet, what would you design it as?
Ooh, I hate going first. Usually you go first, and then yeah, I have time to think about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, motherfucker, I just flipped the script on you.
Ah, dude.
Get with the program. He always trying to make me look bad and shit. Tell you people, he's practicing his little fucking lines over here.
No, I don't. This is not rehearsed.
He rehearses.
It's never rehearsed, folks. This shit comes from La Mente.
Just buying you time.
Thank you.
But you didn't get it.
The doll that I would come up with is actually would be a, I don't want to copy Blade. It'll be a hand with a hook, but then on the shoulder, it'd be like a little spool, like a wire. No, actually on his back. So let's say on the back, it's going to have this giant spool, like this little rope or cable. So what he does, he'll shoot the hook to climb onto buildings and get around. And he can shoot it at his victim's legs and like, so he can pull him down. Ooh, Molotov cocktails. And then you'll have Molotov cocktails in his pockets or little grenades, little tiny, like, you know, little cute grenades. But then when he puts them in their people's mouths or in their fucking chonies, and then he just runs away and then they explodes. Right. So it's like a small little M1000 in your fucking chonies. Imagine that. Blow your dick off. And then he'd have he'll have like a luchador mask.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He'll have a luchador mask and then. Maybe you have no cape because then he can't have the spool on his back. And then maybe you'll have like fucking. I'm gonna give him a fucking sweater. I'm gonna copy Pinhead. He's gonna have a gray sweater, gray fitted sweater. Left hand's gonna be gloved, and then you know his pants are gonna be like fucking military fatigues, right? And then his feet are gonna be like fucking gorilla feet.
God,
little gorilla feet. What would I call him?
Bigfoot.
Mr. Monstro.
Hey, Monstro.
Mr. Monstro. Okay. Hey, that's Mr. Monstro. Okay. Mr. Monstro, go get him. Okay. I don't know if the white people would be able to say Monstro. Mr. Monstro.
Monstro. Can you get the Monstro? The Monstro over here. Mr. Monstro.
So that'd be my Mr. Monstro.
Okay, all right. I like it. Not bad. For me, it would be... It's funny because growing up, I actually did have a little puppet. A little puppet that you could buy at the flea market. I would base him off on that because this puppet, it was a weird looking fucking puppet. First, it had it was supposed to be Mexican, right? Like a little charro. That's what the puppet was supposed to be like. But the nose was pointing like a European. You could tell it just fucking took the face from another puppet. And added just, you know, this, he had a sarape on. He had, you know, that whole white, you know, traditional Mexican, not the charros, suit, but the white one with the red bandana. I can't recall what it's called, but it's all white. Usually they would dress all white, like in the 1800s. And, he had a straw hat on and his cheeks were like bloodshot red and his nose was bloodshot red too. He had creepy eyes and, he was one of those puppets on the string. So you can move him and shit. So I would base it off on that. He would actually still have the strings attached, but not the actual cross on top or the handling mechanism. And because, you know, and he had chanclas on too. So he looked like a straight up little Mexican. So I would have him like that. I would base it off of that. But what I would change is he would have a shank. So, you know, he'd just be like chilling and shit. Yeah, you know that scene how they always depict a Mexican sleeping by a cactus? That's how he would be, man. He's just chilling and shit. Somebody, oh, look how cute, like a little Mexican. He fucking just jumps on them like piranhas, fucking to the neck. Shank to the neck. So that's what I would call him.
Shanker?
Shanker.
Little Shanker?
Last name, Neck.
Shaker Mac.
So yeah, that'll be silly, but you know, it's something that I remember growing up and having that little puppet and playing with it.
Okay.
I thought it would be pretty cool.
All right, you went vintage. Nice.
No vintage, right. Classic. Keep it classic.
So man, yo.
What?
So any last words, bro?
Any last words? Of course. Every day, all day, mi gente, mi raza. What you guys need to do and females too. Can't forget you, lovely ladies. Find us on IG, TikTok, and our Facebook group page at Hella Horror Podcast. We are also on Twitter. Our handle is at Hella Horror Pod.
Yo, wherever you get your podcast from, you're going to find us there. Wherever you do, you're either going to comment, rate, review, follow, subscribe, and download it. And rating is always good, so please do that. You can also email us at hellohorrorpodcast@gmail.com. Send us your suggestions. Send us your hate. Send us your fan art. I want to see a fan art of Mr. Monstro and a fan art of Shanker. Shanker Mac.
Shankos.
I want to see how it looks like. That'd be dope. In any case, it's been real. Keep dreaming and do something about it.
Simón Ratos.